Hi, this is Ben Dupe.
And Ramondo Burnside.
And I am from a couple podcasts. I do production assistant. I do all the pre-production, post-production for Glitch Therapy. And Mondo, what do you do for Glitch Therapy?
I host Glitch Therapy and also a co-host on Indie Comic Ninja.
He's the boss. He's the boss. That's what he didn't want to say is I'm the boss, man. I'm telling people.
You flatter me.
Pointing fingers and all that. No, he runs that show. And so a couple things before we get you onto the awesome episode of Glitch Therapy that we just recorded. Just letting everyone know that we run a recording studio, or I run a recording studio out of my apartment. It's yet to have a name, or we're going to name it this week. We'll have a production company name as of next week. But what we run here is Glitch Therapy. I host a podcast called Nerd Church Radio. It's a DC Comics fan podcast. And then we also have an indie comics podcast where we talk about creator-owned comic books. We interview comic creators. We review comic books. And that podcast is called Indie Comic Ninja. So, you know, this studio is kind of the connective tissue between all of those podcasts. And, you know, there will be more information to come out, more promotions and stuff like that that link all the podcasts together. But we just wanted to quick record an intro for Glitch Therapy here. Mondo, if people want to find you guys, where can they find you at?
Oh, definitely, man. You can find us at glitchtherapy@gmail.com if you have questions or just want to shout out to the show and, you know, ask us anything, even if it isn't game related, you know. What our favorite snacks are to eat while we're gaming or something like that, whatever.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to give us a little bit of love and support, you know, monetary-wise, you can go to patreon.com/glitchtherapy. And for, you know, as little as a dollar a month, you can have access to bonus content that we record for, you know, listeners that they love the main show and they want more of it. So, I mean, check that out as well. Also, you can find Glitch Therapy on Instagram and Twitter, along with myself at Nerdy Ramondo on Instagram and Twitter. So give us a shout out on those and soon to come on Facebook as well, real quick here. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. So, like, I mean, Glitch Therapy is nice enough to provide an hour-long show every week to you guys for free. It's free of charge, which is pretty awesome. It gives you something to listen to while you're, you know, doing something you don't want to be doing, like working or driving or whatever.
Right.
But then, you know, so that's a pretty good deal in itself. But then past that, we do offer a service here where we offer more content to you guys. It's consistent content. It's about 30 minutes every week. Sometimes there may be a little more. We, you know, may do special episodes where we cover if there's a game that comes out or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But you'll at least always get 30 minutes a week of the guys talking 30 minutes after the episode. And that's something that you get for as little as $1 per month, which, you know, I mean, that's like $12 a year to pay for a 30 minute a week show. So not too bad. So yeah, just wanted to run all that by you guys. Do you have anything else before the show?
No, I appreciate the support, guys. You listening to the show, and game on.
Game on. We'll get you off to the show.
Welcome to Glitch Therapy, everybody. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me, of course, my gaming compadres. We have Noah O'Toole.
Hello, everybody.
Jose Ochoa.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
And Joel Gao.
How's it going?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Chilling.
Yeah, pretty good.
How was your week?
It was all right. Uh-huh. Not much to do. Mostly had a 3-day weekend.
Weren't at work on Friday.
Yeah, fuck the work. Yeah. Oh, John Wick 2, man, sweet.
Oh yeah, definitely.
John Wick, that was a crazy movie.
Yeah, it was really good, man. I saw it on Friday night as well, and man, it
blew me away. I was
amazed. It was much better. Yeah. It was much better than the first one. The first one was amazing, but. I don't know. Did you see it too?
I haven't. I gotta be honest. I haven't seen the first one yet.
I will loan it to you.
I so wanted to.
I might not watch it because my weakness is when the dog dies, and I know like that's the whole premise of the movie. So I don't know if I can watch it. There's a website I go to called DoesTheDoggyDie.com, and it warns you if the dog dies in the movie. So I have to check it. I have to check it before I watch a movie.
That's a real site.
That's a real site. Yeah.
No. Is that for like every movie that has a dog?
I honestly haven't checked it in, you know, a little while, maybe six months or a year ago, but it, I mean, it was current at the time.
Does it make you cry?
Yeah, I get really emotional. I'm like hyper emotional, and then I lock myself in my room and never come out for the whole rest of the night.
You're like in fetal position in the corner.
Yeah, fetal position in my bed, yeah.
I can understand that. I hate when dogs are mistreated. Animals in general.
Yeah, even though I know they're just actors, I'm just like, I can't take it anymore.
Well,
yeah.
I won't ruin the premise of the second movie, but I can at least tell you this, the dog doesn't die.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
What a relief.
Maybe we'll just jump right into the second one then, yeah.
Spoiler. A little late.
The dog is freaking awesome, though.
Yeah.
So obedient.
It is. It was such a good movie, man. I don't know. The action was
yeah, I've heard it's notch. Actually really great. A really great movie. So
it's like a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I got to see it again, though.
97.
Maybe we can
we'll
hit it up again.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah. I wanted to go, but I was out of the state.
Mm-hmm. You went from one boring state to another.
Oh, yes. It was so awesome.
South Dakota.
Yeah.
No offense to you, South Dakota, but you guys are your state is just as boring as Iowa, man.
It's kind of like Nebraska.
We're all flyover states.
Uh-huh. Does that place have corn,
flat.
Too? Yeah.
Yes.
So another corn state. Okay.
Oh, yeah, all of them.
It was very flat where we were driving for the most part, and then we went a little bit north and started getting hilly and prettier, but in the bottom part of the state, man, it's like driving through Nebraska or part
of
Illinois.
They're home to
Mount
Rushmore, so I mean, they got something on their
that's all they have.
Resume, but yeah.
Yep. One mountain in the Midwest, no.
Right? So you didn't really have a chance to play a lot of stuff then, Joel, since you've been gone, right?
Sadly, I did not.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
Watch some videos and stuff that I could.
Right. Yeah, I mean, 'tis the way it goes. Life takes a hold. You got to do what you can and get it in when you can. Well, I know you were playing some stuff, Jose.
I was playing most of the weekend, too. I finished playing Assassin's Creed China, that 2D version of...
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fun, stealthy.
Uh-huh. But that one was free.
Yeah, it was free, so that's the reason I got it.
That's the one you played the female assassin,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Other than that, it's like $5 for the games. There's the Russian and the India one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So... I'm going to try those out as well since I'm a big Assassin's friend. So, finished Watch Dogs 2, finally.
Oh, finally. I thought you finished that already.
No.
What?
I finally finished it.
Good for you.
Well,
it's so sidetracked.
Welcome to the club, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm not part of that club yet.
And we'll get you there.
And mostly Call of Duty, so.
Yeah, just, of course.
Don't judge me.
The lone wolf, the wandering whisperer. Even
hater.
Though you don't whisper as much anymore. You're still the lone wolf, the senpai sniper. You know,
That'd be an amazing name. I think I'm changing my gamer tag now.
You're welcome.
That's nice.
Question mark.
Did you pick the samurai faction in For Honor?
Yes, I did.
So did
called
I.
It. I called it.
Is that what you picked too?
Hell no.
Or are you a Viking?
Have you seen my beard? What faction do you think I picked?
I knew it.
I had the Uchiha mark on Naruto.
All the Call of Duty kids pick, no offense, all the Call of Duty pick the samurais, and then they come in, hack, 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 hack. Yeah. And I'm like, you play Call of Duty, don't you?
Yep, I do.
I just picked the samurai because I like samurais.
Right, there's that too. But
that's what I wanted to play as.
I couldn't decide between the Viking or the samurai. Right. So I was like, it's just a beta. Yeah. I can always change it.
Right, right. The hipsters pick the Vikings, the Call of Duty kids pick the samurais, and I guess I don't know what the knights pick there. But I'm sure talk about that later. Yeah.
Right, right. Oh, wait, what have you been playing, though?
Well, of course, as we all know, the For Honor beta was this weekend, so I've definitely been playing the hell out of that because I'm super stoked. But prior to that, I totally marathoned Uncharted 4 so that I could get it done before the beta came out so I could devote my full attention to it. And,
nice.
And loved it, of course. It's, it's such a cinematic game. I mean, it's playing, it's playing a movie, exactly, and I just thought all their attention to detail really kind of made it come alive in all the little ways. And
they're the top of their game. Man.
And the story was really satisfying. At the end, it was just all touching, and you're like, four games worth of hours all culminated.
Out.
I'm satisfied. So,
what was your favorite section? Oh, you haven't finished it either?
No.
What?
Oh, got to beat it.
What?
You know what my favorite one? I do know what my favorite is.
Don't
and
tell
it's
me stuff like this.
Super minor. There's at one point you're walking through a market.
Okay.
And, you're kind of amazed just by how detailed all the things are in it. But you can, hit triangle next to a couple things. And I was like, oh, cool. And I, picked up an apple. And then I petted a monkey. And then the monkey came and stole my apple. And I got a trophy for it that said, don't feed the animals.
Nice.
For some reason, that cracked me up. And I was like, that's fun. Because otherwise, he just would have walked by it and not...
Yeah.
I said attention to detail.
They're good with that stuff, man. I love it. I think my favorite section, personally, in that game was probably spoiler if you haven't played it yet, but the truck scene when you're getting drugged behind the mud with the truck and you got to pull yourself up and you're shooting guys while you're hanging on the rope. I mean, totally Indiana Jones action movie sequence, but so good.
And I dig pirates, so I like that essentially the plot of the story was, you know, pirate treasure and stuff, because they've, gone after many different lores worth of treasures, and pirates are awesome, so.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Who's going to argue with that? I would say, as far as what I've been playing, just like the 4 Honor beta, I tried it both for the Xbox and for the PlayStation, just for the hell of it, because they're both free. Why not? Mm-hmm. And then the other thing, what was it? I've been playing more Hitman because I actually broke down and I actually bought the steelbook of that. Yeah. Nice. Like, I need something else to play.
Is there any regrets so far or what?
No regrets.
No regrets.
Not even one letter.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like fun.
It's so good. It's so good. Anything about have a chance to play it yet? You guys?
Nope.
I've played the beta and loved it. And yeah, I'm like, when I see it used at GameStop next, yeah, time or whatever, but I think you kind of did the same thing. You waited for it to come out on disc versus the season release that they did. So
I was gonna buy it digitally just because I was, you know, in a moment of weakness. I was like, I'm just gonna buy it now. Yeah. I want to play it right now. But I gave it more thought, and then I figured, well, so I can pass it around to you guys later, I'm gonna get it on disc. That way, when I get my feel of it, somebody else can get some love on that. So
smart.
Yeah, smart. To you, of course.
That works for us.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Other than that, I was playing a lot of Injustice 2.
I know. I'm going to have to write another strongly worded letter to DC.
It's a strongly worded.
After all the money I've spent on DC over the years, not just the $100 copy of the game I reserved and they already charged my credit card for, but like all the comics I bought over the years and my boxes full of DC merchandise, like, why won't you let me in your beta?
Surprised they didn't put you in when you bought the the more expensive edition.
I agree. I just thought that should have come standard with, you know, if you buy the thing, you get access to the beta.
Pretty
should be.
Yeah.
Should be, but.
Yeah. I was watching some videos about the Injustice 2, and they have some, like, limited characters, supposedly, like.
What do you mean limited? Like they won't be in the actual game, or what do you mean?
Not sure. I saw, like, video, like pictures and kind of like little teasers that there was like Spawn, Hellboy, and they're going to be playable. I was
secret,
like,
characters they're going to bring in later. Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, ooh, this is actually makes, this probably is going to make me want to get the game now. So
they always kind of like at the end of the season add some, you know, unusual characters. That's what they did with the first one, because that's what we got Lobo, I remember, in the first one in NetherRealm, right? Yeah, we got a Scorpion was in. And
oh, Scorpion was in that?
In Injustice 1.
Yeah. Huh. I need to get that.
Yeah, I didn't unlock that one, I guess.
Right. Well, NetherRealm's really good about bringing in, like, guest fighters. I mean, with the Mortal Kombat 10, you had, like, Jason Voorhees, you had Predator.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, all that stuff. So they're always usually pretty good about bringing in some hidden guys or some extra people for you to enjoy. As far as on the beta, though, they only had 5 characters able to use. There was Supergirl, Batman,
Atrocitus.
Atrocitus,
Black Canary.
Black Canary, and then Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle, right.
Yeah. And most people, when I played them, because it's strictly online, so you can't just pop it in and just like, oh, I'm going to practice it by myself and just get used to the buttons. Nope, you're getting pushed right into the fray, and you're going against people, and it just randomly picks people for you. So it'll show your level. Like, I was level 1, and then a 27 pops up. I'm like, nope. Backed up, came back in, got a level 5 guy, and then we played probably for like an hour straight, didn't talk to him or anything, and I didn't have my headphones on or anything, but we just kept rematching each other, and, you know, it was a good time. More Injustice, so if you like the first one, you'll love this one, and some of the buttons are a little more streamlined as well, but it's deeper too at the same time. So
I'm looking forward to the customization.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm sure I'll be seeing you on the battlefield plenty.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know.
I do look forward to all the characters. There's with the version I got, I get all 9 plus the 3 alternative skins with alternative voicing and stuff. And
it's gonna be so good.
With the first Injustice, does it have a story to it?
Yep.
A campaign. Mm-hmm. Each character has a campaign.
No,
or?
It's like the Mortal Kombat campaign where you play through the different characters in a cohesive story.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It switches it for you, so it takes over. Yeah. Like, you're playing as Batman for a little while for a couple matches, and it ties into a story.
You play like 4 matches per character, and then a lot of times they'll culminate in like 2-on-1.
It starts with Batman, and then you could go like Flash all of a sudden, and Green Lantern mm-hmm. and all those other.
It'll lead you through okay. it pretty okay. much.
Like you'll see a cutscene, and then mm-hmm. the cutscene will lead you to, you know, yeah, whatever character you pick up on.
Yeah, it's good. You guys, I think you guys are going to enjoy it when it comes out. So, I don't know. But that's what I've been playing anyway. I was just kind of bouncing back and forth between all of those. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Well, I mean, well, there was news before we get into our main topic. The PS4 firmware 4.5 update. Now, I don't know if anybody's been keeping track of that. It's not out yet, but mm-hmm. they are testing it, and some people have access to it, some didn't. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have access to it yet.
No, I actually, that's one of those things where I've signed up to get in any PlayStation beta when they do their firmware update, and so far two have gone by, counting this one, since mm-hmm. I've signed up and haven't been invited to either one of those yet either. But yeah. I'm not as worried about testing a firmware update as I am games. But
right.
It does look like it has some cool features, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Anything particularly that you're looking forward to as far as the features?
The external hard drive support.
HDD support.
Yes. Yeah. Big one there.
We could all use that for sure. I'll just rattle off a couple of the things real quick here that they are updating. So as Joel mentioned, the external hard drive support for a USB 3.0, you can have a USB that holds up to 8 terabytes, apparently. So
yeah, that sounds
a
right.
A lot of space.
That's crazy.
I don't know who's going to come to the party with that, packing that.
Right.
We could try.
Yeah.
I mean, 8 terabytes, you never need another hard drive for a long time. Easily, you can manage it from your settings, and there's also user save files will still be on your PS4, so you won't be able to take your save files with you. They'll be on your actual system, unfortunately. But another feature was custom wallpapers, so you'll mm-hmm. be able to use, you know, make those from your from taking screenshots and stuff, and you can edit it in the Share Factory photo mode. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know if nice. You use that or not, but
yeah. It sounds kind of fun, especially if you're, like, you know, really into a game and it's got the photo features. You could do some cool stuff with that.
Yeah, I've heard the Share Factory is pretty pretty easy to work with, mm-hmm. User friendly. It has good customizability and stuff, but I haven't ever tried it.
Mm-hmm. Neither have I. I mean, I've gone into it on accident and I'm like, I don't want to be in here.
Yeah, and then I leave. Exactly.
Yeah. How'd I get in here?
I think we'll be using it with this new update, though.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, hopefully they implement something that gives me more of a worthwhile reason to use some of those features. I mean,
sure.
I don't know about you, but on both systems, Xbox and PlayStation, there's features in there that I just don't really touch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a reason to.
Or pretty much don't want to touch because you just don't want to mess up the whole system. You're just like, oh, crap, what did I do?
Or the ease of use isn't there either.
Yeah.
You know, so. Another one was the quick menu refresh.
Right.
So, you know, it covers even less of your gameplay screen and your party features are more streamlined. It's making it easier for you to create, invite, and join parties. So I don't know about you guys, but that's always a plus.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I mean, see, to me, that's my biggest one because my biggest thing I'm looking forward to because I've started making a couple just online friends that play Paragon and now For Honor and things. So we got a kind of regular crew we can try to roll with. And, you know, you always get the invites to the party first or, you know, whatever. And it's like, you got to push the dang PS button and then go to your home screen and then scroll, you know, if you don't care, then back to your game and then join the party. And it's just having something streamlined. Yeah. Is going to be such a nice, nice addition.
Definitely. Another one was simplified notifications list. So the list will be condensed to a more simplified list. Notifications are at a glance now, so you can get to those quickly and see things, and you can prioritize them according to what you find important. You know?
Right. Nice.
So it's not just a huge list of just, you know, half that shit, I don't even press the button.
Right.
You know what I mean? Is it downloading? That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, but notifications, delete them all or say, you know, red. You know, usually it's just a game that's updating or something like that.
Right, right.
But other than that, I mean, it doesn't really do a whole lot for me personally. So we'll see how that plays out too. And then the last two things, not quite as big of things, but you can post on a PlayStation Network activity feeds directly. And then also there's access to 3D Blu-ray support for your PlayStation VR.
That'll be nice.
So that's...
Yeah, I read about that.
Might be worthwhile.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Do you have any 3D Blu-rays?
No, but I may get one just so I can watch it.
Well, when you get one, I will take that Blu-ray and I will borrow that.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Hopefully it's not like a drama or anything like that. I'm watching like a romantic comedy in 3D.
Let's get that in 3D. Yeah.
You guys, let's get 50 Shades of Grey on 3D.
The Notebook in 3D.
No, thank you.
Oh, God. Did you just say 50 Shades of Grey in 3D?
Yes, I did. That
sounds 3D like porn.
That sounds like a bad time for somebody. Maybe a good time for someone else. I don't know.
No.
You know you want the Notebook in 3D. Get that 3D raindrops.
Yay.
Love you.
I love you, Ryan Gosling.
I love the movie, but I don't want to watch it in 3D.
No, I want that action. I want that explosion.
Yeah, exactly. That's what you want.
Ooh, John Wick 3D.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
Dude.
Yes.
I want that.
Let's make it.
Yeah, let's make it. and then there was only one other thing that I really found. I mean, I'm sure there's plenty of news, but I mean, I don't want to go too deep into a bunch of news stories and whatnot. I'm sure there's other areas and other places you can find more deep coverage of that stuff than here with us. But Microsoft is ditching the Snap feature for the Xbox One dashboard, I've been hearing, because no one really uses that feature.
Is that like to take a picture with a camera? Like
You can snap two apps at the same time. So
yeah, you can snap between the programs.
Oh, okay.
Or you can have one half of the screen snapped up with that. I never use it. I tried it when it first became available, but mm-hmm.
I tried it once by accident.
I tried it many times by accident. Right. What the hell is this? How do I get out of it?
Right. And there's some cool aspects to it, but just some of the other apps that you could snap, because there are certain things like, well, let me snap my game and play my game, and then let me put a little screen in the corner and let me watch the football game or something like that. I've used that before a couple of times when I had my cable going through the actual Xbox, so I can snap that up there. But other than that, separating it and everything is just like a pain in the ass for the most part. And then it didn't let me snap anything that I really wanted to snap.
Yeah, there were specific things. Only specific things could be snapped.
Yeah, so I don't know.
That's pretty much useless then.
That's why I never used it, probably.
Right. The rumor is that they're going to get rid of that and then use that extra power that they're, you know, diverging that direction for more system hardware, you know, punch for other stuff. So
sounds good to me.
You know, whatever. Take it away and give us something better, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good, actually.
But, other than that, that's all I got really for anything news related that maybe us or our listeners would probably be into. But now I really have a question for you. How do you guys feel about Neo?
Neo?
I wish I got it.
I know, right?
I'm scared of it.
me too. I've watched a lot of video of Neo. And if you don't know what it is, it's so good is what it is. It's basically like, you know, Dark Souls and Bloodborne meet Destiny meets Diablo 3.
Really? I thought Witcher meets Dynasty Warriors. That's what I thought.
No, it's more like Bloodborne.
I think you're thinking of For Honor.
No?
Yeah?
No?
Yeah? Huh? You sure? Come back to you.
Okay.
but I mean, it's like if you played any Dark Souls game, it feels just like that. You're going through huge areas, you're fighting people, you're luring them out towards you into, like, you know, narrow corridors and stuff, or sometimes open areas as well. A lot of waiting to hit, parry it, you know, or block, and I don't know. I mean, you know what you said. You watched a lot of video of it, too.
I did a little research on it.
What'd you think?
Like I said, I'm scared of it. I mean, it looks absolutely absolutely brutal. And the things I've seen, the one gaming phrase that comes to mind is get good, because that's literally, you know, what you would have to do, because it looks very at any one time you can have two melee weapons, mm-hmm. three stances, magic and combat techniques. I mean, that's, you know, a lot to manage at once, in addition to brutal combat. And I mean, that's right up some people's alley. I'm you know, intimidated by it. I'll stick with the slightly less, you know, For Honor, which is also brutal and nuanced, but
sure.
But you know, this seems like it's tough. But, you know, I kept reading too, if you like Bloodborne and Dark Souls, which lots of people did, this is gonna be right up your alley.
Mm-hmm. It's more of the same for sure. I mean, Joel, you played a lot of Dark Souls when 3. Yep. Did you play 3 when it came out?
That's the only one I haven't played.
Okay,
but you played the other ones. I have Bloodborne still, and didn't finish it. I got really far in it, but something else must have come out.
Yeah.
I got sidetracked.
I think we both got sidetracked with Bloodborne. I mean, a great game.
Yeah.
I think I was right at the end of that, actually.
That was pretty
close. Just before the boss fights. There's like two or three boss fights at the end, and I think I stopped right about there. I think I got stuck in an area and got pissed off, which does not sound, you know.
It happens a lot.
Yeah, it's a normal thing.
It is.
With the Dark Souls or Bloodborne
very punishing
type game. So.
And I guess the bosses are among the hardest in video game, you know, franchise.
Well, I definitely want to try Neo. I mean, it looks great, and I was I've noticed. I'm not sure that you actually gather souls or something like that, because it looked like
it's from similar. What I saw,
when you die, the person didn't go back and grab stuff that
right.
I saw.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to trying it out because the whole samurai, it starts, you start off in the Tower of London and then you move on from there, I guess.
You're a fellow Englishman in Japan, I think. So
sounds interesting.
Yeah, I was like, right. Oh, interesting story there.
Well, he gets trained by the samurai or something. And,
right.
It's kind of like that new movie coming out with Matt Damon, Great Wall, Matt or whatever, Damon. The Great Wall. Where
that movie looks decent.
He's American trained by the samurai.
Yeah. Looks good.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Well, let me say this thing.
So, but that's in China, so that'd be...
Oh, true.
Yeah. Kung Fu, I guess.
Right. Yeah. Don't mix them.
Kung Fu.
Someone will come and chop you in the throat.
Yep.
Yeah. Neo, so, I mean, for those that are trying to kind of get an idea, if you haven't played Dark Souls or Diablo or any of those things, when we said Diablo earlier, too, that's because there's a lot of loot dropping.
Yes,
you know,
a lot of
armor
loot.
And pieces you can put together. When I was watching it on Twitch, the guy had a menu of just loaded with shit he picked up from, like, killing people. And then, I guess, when other people die, like, so if you played the game and you died and you'll see, like, your body, the person's body, and, like, a glowing light there. Mm-hmm. So you can go over to it, and then you can resurrect them, it looked like, and then they would fight you. So you could fight somebody who died.
And steal their loot.
And then people take their crap. Yeah.
That's it's like an online feature.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like Let It Die. That's kind of the...
It's really cool. I remember the guy, he mentioned, he goes, oh, I'm so glad this guy died right here. And he kept fighting him a couple of times to get some stuff that he needed. Huh. So it was cool. And then he fought a boss. And this is definitely indicative of a Dark Souls game or Bloodborne where he was fighting this boss and he was getting so pissed. I think he died like 10, 11
like
times.
One or two hits and you're dead, so you really got to dodge.
Yeah, right.
And it wasn't quite to that degree, at least for this boss anyway, but he was getting so mad on Twitch and he kept dying and he finally passed it and he just stood up and he's like, yes, yes! You know, that's exactly how it is. It makes you so mad to the point where you want to quit. And then you finally pass it, and you're like, okay, I can keep going.
There's a feeling of there's that feeling of accomplishment because it's so brutal and punishing that when you actually do something, you actually beat a boss, you're like, wow, I did that. And it feels good because you overcame a challenge, a great challenge. So I don't know. That's kind of the lure of that kind of game. It's extremely punishing. And it's not for everybody.
Right,
it's very hard.
But you feel so awesome when you finally beat the area or the thing that you were fighting. So I just want to shout out the developer on that is Team Ninja. So, I mean, you got the pedigree there that have done the Ninja Gaiden series. So
let's not forget Dead or Alive.
There it is, that too.
We always bring that up.
Volleyball. You said Team Ninja.
All right.
Is that the volleyball?
Noah's favorite. Noah's favorite game.
Volleyball hentai fighting game.
It's the embarrassing one that you don't want your friends to know about.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
Right. Man, but yeah, Neo for sure. If you haven't had a chance to check it out, do so. It's getting great reviews too. By the way,
it really is. Yeah.
IGN gave it a 9.6 out of 10. Metacritic gave it an 87%. GameFAQs gave it 87% as well. I can't remember what Game Informer gave it.
I think they gave it a 9.
A 9.
Maybe it was a 9, a little bit above 9, but it was at least a 9.
Yeah, they're saying that it does what Dark Souls does and does it even a little bit better.
Right, right.
I'm like, what?
Interesting.
Cool.
I don't know. If you feel like getting punished than watching Fifty Shades of Grey in 3D, I mean, you may as well do this.
All right, sounds like a plan.
You gonna do both?
Yeah, at the same time.
No, that sounds bad.
Don't 50 Shades Darker.
Yeah.
No.
You gotta get one.
There's
shade
a limit gray. There. No.
No, I know. I'm not interested.
Could be good. I don't know. Who knows? Now, with the betas being out and everything, we mentioned it briefly For Honor, opened its
open beta
to everybody now. It wasn't just a closed one. Noah, you were super hot on this. You want to tell us a little more about the beta? I mean, was there anything extra in the open beta than was in the closed?
Yep. There was a new game mode in the open beta than was in the closed beta. And it's basically the... deathmatch version. There's a couple different modes. There's, you know, you can play just fighting one versus one. You can play a duel, two versus two. And then you can also play a mode called Dominion, which is a four versus four capture the point type thing with minions. That's kind of right, the big bread and butter. And then and those were available in the closed beta. And then we got those plus just the death match in this one, where it's four versus four, no minions. It's just and that kind of I've been playing a lot of that because A lot of strategies involved. It's like, do you stay and fight the person you're paired up with, or do you take off running and try to, you know, double team somebody before the person you just ditched catches up with you, you know? Right. And there's, you know, engage in a team fight one on one, and from what I understand, you know, there'll be lots of new maps and stuff. So I think it will keep it, you know, pretty interesting. I hope there's a few game modes too, but I mean, there's just five, which, you know, has kept me busy. So
seemed more than enough for now.
For now, exactly.
You know, as long as you tack on stuff to those modes, I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Do you know, will there be a single player campaign?
Yep.
Or is it?
Yep.
Okay, I'm just curious.
Yep. They made a big point of
I didn't know that.
Making that there will be a single player campaign. However, I think even with the single player campaign, it can't be played offline. The game can only be played if you have a online connection. So, and some people were kind of ticked at that because
that could be
people
rough.
Do people right. I mean,
yeah, I mean, if you have problems with the weather or just somebody hacks.
Right. And I mean, if the PSN goes out, you know, because those games that you've downloaded or you have on disk, you know, you're good. But
that makes me cringe when they do stuff like that. I mean, I'm sure there's a good reason for it, possibly. I mean, I don't know. I feel like there's...
It's more DRM stuff, probably.
More than likely.
But... And, you know, I'd have to be honest, too, if I didn't point out, you know, some of the negatives, or I wouldn't even say some, because there was just really one I found, and that was I feel that their PvP servers are lacking, and I hope they bump that up before the release, because there's several games right now. There's no punishment for rage quitting, which is both good and bad, because I've rage quit a couple times myself, and I've been in matches, you know, where people have rage quit because I've been kicking their ass, you know, so I was like, whatever, but, you know, maybe they'll impose some penalties on that.
It's fine when you are the one that
exactly
quits.
yeah but if you get a couple people all at once, or if it hits it just right, it'll freeze the game for everybody. You have to close the whole thing down and restart.
That happened to me a couple times playing it. So
that sucks.
And that kind of stuff to be expected to some degree.
In a beta, I can give it some room. But you also get a little worried when you have a beta this close to release and you still have PvP servers.
Remember Division.
Exactly. Like
same developers. Yeah. Right?
Well, it'll be playable at 11 p.m. our time tomorrow. So I've got the countdown on my PlayStation going. But
same publisher, I guess. It's Ubisoft.
Right. Ubisoft, yep.
Fun.
Yeah, sometimes their servers are... But, I mean, Division came out, and it had problems, and then they fixed them within a couple weeks. Right. But
still had big problems a while.
And I don't want to rag on Ubisoft or anything like that. I mean, I do like them a lot, but they do typically have online issues. It's not a secret. Yeah. I mean, you go back to Unity.
Assassin's Creed Unity. Right, that's just what I was going to say.
In that game, people hated that game because of the freaking online stuff, but we loved it. I mean, between myself, Joel, Nick...
It was really good.
We all played it a lot.
I played the online a lot when it finally worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we would try, like, for a while when even when it didn't work, because we wanted to play together that much. You know,
right.
We keep trying to pull each other back in.
Yeah. And we dealt with that shit so much, and we just played it. But, man, that was such a good game that got such a bad rap, unfortunately, because of the online shit.
One real positive thing I can say I liked about the For Honor game in general is that... they do have a season pass, because that's just standard anymore. But they're doing it like they did the Rainbow Six Siege season pass, where all the season pass content is free. So you don't have to buy it. You're going to get it for free anyway.
Oh,
but the people who pay get it a week early.
Okay.
And so there'll be six additional characters. They'll come out two at a time, three times over the year. And if you buy the season pass, they're automatically added to your roster. Otherwise... a week later, they're available to everybody, but you have to buy them with the in-game currency you accumulate.
Okay,
it's not that bad. The beta is showing. Yeah, the currency is actually pretty good. You get a good amount,
there's a lot of upgrading in that too. A lot of customizing. And that's been a lot of fun trying to get, you know, new armor and waiting to get you know, and upgrading, and, you know, changes your look, and it's cool.
Do you guys feel like the currency was coming at a nice rate? Did you ever feel like, oh man, I really need some extra money, and then waiting for it?
Absolutely,
for
but that's where their you hit L1. I can't remember what they call it. Orders. Their orders come in because you can. There's two orders each day that the game gives you, like complete two brawl matches with a non Vanguard hero.
Random then that they just populate each day,
like on Destiny, how you have those different things. And so those reward like 100 or 200 or maybe even 300 silvers per thing instead of accumulating 30 to 50 each battle. And so you can complete these orders, and so you can get some each day. And then there's other ones that you can pick and have it kind of go on your like pin board, so to speak, like defeat 50 execution moves.
Okay.
And then, you know, you win some. So there's ways to earn some additional silver if you're just dying for that last upgrade or, you know, whatever you want to do.
Because I saw when I was doing it too, like you could pick out of a list of things like, okay, well, I think I can handle this one. You know, give me less money, but I think I can win 5 matches of whatever, or I can do this and kill this many guys of, you know.
And the ones I've seen, luckily enough, aren't even win. They're complete.
Yeah, just
complete. And so whether you win or lose, play 2 matches. You know what I mean? And you get your silver. So
complete 5 matches.
So are there going to be microtransactions? I mean, they seem to always stick those in lately.
I know.
$60 game, it pisses me off.
I don't think that there will be, and if there is, it will be strictly cosmetic because they're
that would be okay.
Right. I mean, they're definitely
live with that.
You spend money on not cosmetics.
I do.
I've done it on.
Yeah. I mean, not everything.
Overwatch.
But,
I've actually bought the loot boxes.
Loot boxes, sure. Yeah, me too.
Okay.
It just depends on how much.
Among other things,
How so cool does it look, pretty much? Stuff.
I don't know. I mean, Overwatch is probably one of the only games where I've actually put money into cosmetics before because I can't stop singing that game's praises, unfortunately. And I hate to be biased about it, but it's fucking good. And if you're not playing it or haven't played it, I'm looking at you, Jose.
I know.
They can't see me doing it, but I'm looking right at you.
That's why I broke. That's why I broke eye contact right now.
I'm with you, Mondo.
Turn away.
I saw you look away.
Don't look at me.
I don't like IAPs and stuff, microtransactions. But that's one game that I'll actually buy the cosmetic stuff.
From time to time.
From time to time.
Nothing crazy.
Especially if they've got like some special outfits available. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, holiday bundles and all that stuff. Whatever. So.
Just because it's fun to have some different looks. And
But the one cool thing about the For Honor that I found it really interesting was the stalemate on the player versus player. There's just like you're waiting for someone to make a move.
Oh,
and like, you're just like, okay, who's going to attack first? And then you're just pretty much moving around in circles for like a couple of seconds, and then someone attacks.
It's like a mini chess game.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
Or pretty much the way I find it fun is there was a part where there's a bridge and he attacked me and I managed to grab him
and throw him off
I threw him off I was like that's awesome. This is possible.
So mad.
So it was really entertaining.
Other areas where there's like spikes in the wall or and fire. Stuff like that, and if you knock them into if you knock them into fire they catch fire.
That's how I win most of my matches, and I was like, oh, this is so good. But yeah, the samurai was
brutal.
The
kills,
right?
Right.
Nice
executions.
People get so mad when that happens.
I like it though because
stun them first and then shove them off.
I didn't know it was my first match. That was my first match, and I was just like, "All right, get the game." And then I was like, "XX," and I was like, I grabbed him. And I'm like, "Sweet, push him away, slice him a bit," and he just fell down. And I was like, "Oh, I won the round, sweet."
I mean, when a plan comes together.
It wasn't a plan.
It was button mashing.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It's also fun. As anybody had, I mean, I played a lot of it, but anybody had fun on the ladders?
No.
What did you do with the ladder?
Well, if you're up on the top of the ladder and somebody's like climbing up to chase you,
push them off.
You can slide down the ladder and they go flying off. And if they're if they're high enough, they'll die.
Yeah.
Nice. Or if their health is low enough, they'll die. Or they can kind of reach up and try to grab you. But
they did that to me. Get that close, twice.
Right.
I was like, man,
that's
so
crazy.
You can grab both sides of the ladder and slide from the top, and then you kill them,
and knock them down. Off. If it's getting knocked from any height, just about kills you.
I'm trying when I get home.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
I got it downloaded, so I'd like to try.
Nice last day to play it for free.
Okay,
so,
maybe we can get on that tonight then for a little bit.
Yeah, I'd like to try it. I was too beat yesterday. I mean, it took a few, maybe an hour and a half or something to download it on the PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. It's a hefty file.
And I was beat after 7+ hours of driving. So I was like,
Well, I downloaded it on Xbox and PlayStation. Of course, so stupid.
Shut up.
it went way faster on Xbox because they're downloading this way their system is set.
They have a faster
way
download.
Better. Yeah.
It goes over 100 sometimes for me. So
Sony needs to change
megabits per second.
It makes no sense.
Well, you probably get a little bit faster with yours. The Pro has allows you to use the 5G connections and typically the faster internet.
It still sucks ass. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not shocked.
I mean, it's better than it was when my other PlayStation was.
And but... it's always, I mean, this kind of goes without saying, but it's always best too if you like have it in rest mode or nothing exactly. else. Because if yeah. you even are browsing the PlayStation store, it'll slow it down to a crawl. Like,
yeah. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, I don't understand how that.
But, you know, they have recently upped the price of the Plus, haven't they? I think it went up like $10 this year. So maybe they'll fix
PlayStation
that.
PlayStation Plus?
Yeah. Because it went up to like $59, I think.
I think you're right.
I thought they were
it was $49.
I thought they were planning on doing that anyway because they wanted to match Microsoft. They didn't come out and say it, but I was waiting for like when are they going to match them? Because I mean they're making.
I'll still play it because I mean, pay it because I have to have it.
Exactly. I mean,
and they often have better games for free.
Right. I mean, they yeah. make it worth your while, but I mean,
Little
you can imagine
Planet 3 this month.
Millions and millions of players that pay for that an extra $10 a month. I mean,
times
that's a big change.
That's a lot of money, actually.
Exactly.
Can I borrow those everybody? $10?
Yeah. Yeah.
to have something that everybody else is already used to on the other system anyway. So I mean.
And if they can put it towards, you know, better security, keeping themselves from being hacked.
They keep them from being hacked, yeah, another yeah, DOS attack.
It was it went down line like last
every
weekend.
Holiday?
Always.
Much?
Every holiday. Christmas? Yep, yep.
That's what I've been saying yeah. for years. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not, you know, an allegiance to either system. But when people used to get, you know, the console war kind of thing, like, oh, well, Sony's better and this. And it's like, well, you got to pay for yours. It's like, but yeah, that's going back into infrastructure and yeah. security mm-hmm. and whatnot. So you
know. I've never had a PlayStation break on me. But I've had to send my Xbox in twice.
Yeah, yeah. right? Yeah. yeah, see? Yeah, there's yeah. pros and cons either.
I've had a couple of Xboxes die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I threw some out the window.
Right.
I've had some I wanted to kill.
Those were murdered, right? Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
I've had bad Xbox systems before, and then I've only had one bad PlayStation system. And that's usually after like a lot of years of having it.
Right. Was it the Red Ring of
Death? A lot
of
years, a lot of death, yeah, a lot of dust. Yeah.
That's horrible.
The Xbox,
I
the
had
Red
that,
Ring of Death. Yeah,
that happened to me. I was like, no!
It's fixable, but once you fix it, then the second time it gets it, it's completely done.
Yeah.
Plus, and you void your warranty if you had one.
I'd never had a warranty.
Okay, well, there you go.
I went to the slim model or something when mine died. So right. I was like, screw it.
Yep. And that's kind of how I got to the Pro, because I was like, well, there's no reason for me to get a Pro right now. If mine works, why do that? And then sure enough, it started being defiant. I put a disc in. And
I was acting up.
I sit down on the couch and get ready to play, and I go, spit it out. I'm like, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
What's that sound? That can't be good.
The only time it pissed
that's
me
the
off,
internet
though,
kicking in.
Yeah, right? What is this, 1999?
Yeah. Yeah.
Freaking AOL?
Ring, yeah, ring.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
You got an ass whooping coming. But, no, but seriously.
Dial up.
Just one time when I was playing on my PS4 before I got to Pro that pissed me off. I was playing a game and I was getting ready to save it and I was kind of far, and then it just spit it out before I can get to a save spot.
Oh,
so
geez.
I had to redo like an hour or so of playing.
Yeah, that's awful.
It just spit it out and then it put me back to the dashboard. I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. First world problems.
Yeah, exactly.
My Xbox.
Gamer problems.
My Xbox said it didn't want to work gamer anymore. Problems. PS4 gave up.
Yeah.
Have some real problems.
You know something about the Pro. It's kind of funny.
or like your problem. I mean, hell, you just dropped $1,400 into a damn car, man. That sucks.
Oh, but look at it. It's so beautiful. Yeah. It's right outside.
Like I said, man, you're driving your PS4, dude.
It's a beautiful car.
Put your game disc into the CD player. It spits it out for you. Now you feel like me. Cool.
It's that Jeep right there, okay?
As he points to his car that you guys can't hear.
Yeah, nobody can see it.
Thanks.
Ben, it's nice.
Yes.
I took it off road yesterday.
People listen to the podcast are like, we can't see that.
Yeah, right.
You guys, I own a 2001 Jeep Grand Cherokee V8, forest green, 4x4. It's nice, guys. It's nice.
Your face is so douched out while you talk about it.
He gets that side, you know, that smirk where just one side of it goes up. And
let me tell you guys, it's really
you guys,
sweet.
V8, it's awesome.
It's got it gets great mileage, I'm sure.
You look like
15 miles to the gallon, guys.
Oh, man.
That's not much.
You sound like Napoleon Dynamite talking about like freaking like ligers.
I'll do what I want, guys. Man.
It's a lion and a tiger. It's the most epic animal ever.
Can you bring me some chapstick?
We are so off the rails right now. So off the rails. You ever take off any sweet jumps? Now I got to go home and watch Napoleon Dynamite. Thanks, Jose.
What's that thing in my... how that guy... Oh, what's that verse? He's like, what's that thing in my yard? That's my ride.
Oh, man. What is wrong with us?
Everything.
You know, Mondo, one other thing that was kind of off topic, but since you were talking about the Pro, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I hear it actually makes, you know, it runs the VR a little better because it has more horsepower. Mm-hmm. And Nina says, that's my wife. No. I was, no, I'm not actually considering buying one. I'm saying
just
if mine dies.
Put your finger in the water and just see how
it
feels.
And she's like, if it dies.
It dies.
And she says, and then you're going to pray tonight. Please let it die. Please let it die.
Yeah. I'm like,
no, I'd rather it did. You know, I don't want to go off and spend that much money right away. But
just sneak into your house and just dismantle something real quick.
Like, oh, they're at dinner.
How did this nail get in this?
I'll fix his red wagon.
And then just sabotage your PS4.
There was one time this winter I plugged in a heater to my bedroom socket because it was just cold and I wanted to have video games. And yeah, I all the power went out and my PlayStation went turned back on.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, I haven't been a religious man for years, but I was praying that it, and it did work again. But
yeah. And then when it finally goes on, it says, your data may be corrupt. Yeah. You're like, no.
So thankfully, mine just said, your PlayStation was not shut down correctly last time or something like that. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
No kidding. Thanks.
I've seen that message before. Yeah.
Dude, you don't want to see that message.
I don't like it. No.
All right.
I'm not trying to feel that
whatsoever. So back to the topic here for Honor.
Yeah, way back to the topic. Yeah, turning back around.
Good game, guys.
Big U-turn to go back to that.
Sounds like a great game. I can't
wait
to try it.
It'll definitely be one that I want to give it some more time once it comes out.
Some more love.
Play with friends. We're getting it on the PS4 so we can jam with Noah because we haven't jammed with him yet.
I know, yep.
So we gotta break that open, break it in, get it on.
Hey, but what about me? You're going to leave me alone in the Xbox?
Well, but you like being alone.
True.
we can pretend that like the fourth player is you, since you'll be running off from the group.
It's
going to
be all by
himself. Like, everyone, we're going to take C. Okay, I'll go take A.
Right.
That's why you're the Whispering Wanderer.
Lone Wolf.
Senpai Sniper, the Lone Wolf.
I always played the Giant Viking, so I went straight to B.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Go up with the big samurai sword and just hack the Viking or the knight. And I was like, ooh.
I block, grab, run, throw off a cliff.
See, I was getting so pissed when I was playing, I got double teamed regularly. And then while I'm at the front
like
line
fun.
Trying to... Yeah, right.
What is it's DP today? Action.
you are on one today, dude. But I'll be at the front line trying to push the NPCs so they can, like, we can push the line up. And then, like... I'd be fighting a real person, and then we'd be, you know, doing our thing, doing a little dance, waiting to see who's going to hit first, you know, the little chess match. And then another guy, all of a sudden, I'm getting hit from behind. I'm like, motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So then I run away, and then one of my guys would come and help, and then they're like, point A has been taken. It's like a lot of shit happening at once.
Yeah, happened, yep. Mm-hmm. But the fun thing is that, you know, you basically, on the capture the point one, you try to get to 1,000 first, and as you... capture the point, you steal those points from the other team. Mm. And once you hit 1,000, then the other team breaks and you have to kill all the team members.
Yeah, no respawn.
But they can keep capturing points and killing you and getting the score. Like, then, you know, your score can go, like, if you have all three points captured and they manage to take two of them.
It's kind of like overtime.
Right, then you're breaking all of a sudden and they can kill you, you know. And so even if the game looks like you're screwed, not going to make it. Literally, until end game, it's anybody's game.
Just keep fighting, basically.
Could be a long, long match then sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, they usually don't go
too
long.
Depending
on
how pro the people are you're playing.
Yeah. But, I mean, those are the exciting moments I thought that I had the most fun was when, you know, the teams kept going back and forth between who's breaking. And then once you're both over 1,000, you know, it's just whichever team can wipe out the other team first. And, and if you execute them, then you can't, you know,
they can't be revived.
Yeah.
Okay.
Otherwise, if they're just killed... I tell you, some games have stretched for quite a while because you get some teammate that just runs around, keeps reviving everybody, and, you know, okay, I'm just going to stay here and guard the body now, you know what I mean? Because I'm not doing the...
Yeah, this is what happened to me.
Something that you want to play with your friends if possible. I mean, if you can't scratch up four people, or three people, something's going on.
Right.
You have no friends.
You have no friends.
Then you just have to play with yourself. I mean, play by yourself.
This is probably a true story. Yeah, I don't know.
They do have a very good quick chat menu, though, that can help direct people. They're still laughing at their dirty jokes, and I'm trying to I'm looking at, with the For Honor thing.
I'm not even going to look at Joel or Jose anymore.
No, that's good. Somebody's got to keep us on topic.
I'm just looking at Noah's face like we're not going to acknowledge these two.
we're still here, though.
I hate it when everybody else is laughing. Like, I'm the one that's still talking because I'm like, okay, do I laugh at the joke or do I keep talking or what am I supposed to do? This is so awkward.
You can do what I do and do both. You laugh a little bit and then you start talking again.
But seriously.
Back to topic. This week. I think it's going to be a good game.
I think it'll be a big hit for February, but we also got Zero Horizon Dawn coming out, which will give it some
run for its money. And that's what I was going to say. I don't know how much of it I'll play. I'll definitely rent it for a little bit from like Gamefly or whatever.
Well, you got at least a couple of weeks of play. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then Horizon. Like you said, Horizon Zero Dawn comes out. God, and right after that, on the heels of it, you got Wildlands. You know, so
you always forget about Halo Wars.
I'm excited for Halo Wars 2, but I don't think I'm going to have a lot of time to put into that one. I'm going to definitely try it out, though.
Sweet. All right.
So
that's all I care for. Okay. Try it out.
Anyone try it?
You mad, bro?
The beta?
A little bit.
The Wildlands?
I didn't get into it.
Seems cool, but if you have a group together, then it'd be kind of like The Division, and it'd be a lot more fun than playing it alone.
Yeah, I would say I didn't care for it. Not that it was a bad game, but I thought it was a reskinned Division in a way. And I just... I mean, it was fun, but it's like other things are more cool to me at the moment. So
yeah, I mean, there's so many things coming out.
The one thing about I heard about Wildlands is in The Division when there was a high player and a low player, pretty much you're trying to help someone get high XP, mm-hmm. but all the enemies are at the level of level. Yeah, this one matches everyone else's level. So high level, if you're a high level, you're gonna be fighting high level guys. If you're a low level guy, you're going to be fighting low-level dudes.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to match your rank, pretty much.
Okay, so...
That's what I heard.
So let me get this
straight. So to be on an individual basis.
So let's say the four of us are rolling together. We're mm-hmm. in the Jeep. We hop out, and there's a bunch of enemies in front of us.
Yeah.
So if Joe's level 30, I'm a level 25, Noah's a 20, and so on.
Yeah.
Whoever he's shooting at, even if it's the same guy that's shooting at me... For him, it will hit him at the level he's at for far as getting hurt and everything?
Yeah, that's what I was going... That was I was hearing in one of the...
Well, we can always look into it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's a little more into it. Like, it's more of an advantage and more help on you. Because in The Division, once you were level 20, you were level 40.
Right.
I had no advantage. I couldn't even fight. I would load my whole map.
You basically just walked around behind us and we're like, just stand back. We'll take care of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you level up just because we're killing people.
Yeah, but that's not fun, though.
Yeah, no. I never liked that.
If you're really just looking to level up and you really don't give a shit, for an hour or so, whatever, that's one thing. But everybody wants to be involved.
I'll just stand in this corner and...
Yeah, you want to be involved.
I'll just hide here. Get a position.
You want to get some headshots and some
that did kind of suck. I remember we were playing and one of us was a couple of levels lower, so we couldn't even damage... the boss or something.
Yeah.
And in The Division, everybody was like bullet sponges.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I've never seen any real person take those many hits and, still stay standing.
I still enjoy it. I still have it. I mean, I don't know when I'll ever pop it back in my Xbox. But
I heard the survival mode is really good.
Okay.
I've heard it's definitely worth going back to try the survival mode.
We should try that this week, maybe, and pop that in just for the hell of it and see what it looks like now.
Sure.
I don't have it anymore.
Yeah, I know. You got rid of it.
Yeah, I did.
You turd.
Thanks.
No. I still have it. So yeah.
Well, I mean, we could always do that or some Forza, but I don't even know why.
Oh, I still have Forza.
As you peer deeply into my eyes.
I haven't even touched Forza, actually. So.
Okay, good. We can move on. I figured you'd give me shit for that. So.
No, I haven't touched it in a while, so you're good.
All right.
I forgive you this time.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, quick question before we get to final round for all our patrons and everything. Question for you guys, out of curiosity. Everybody has their favorite go-to games, whether it be just something that you're in the mood for because you just watch an action movie or you watch a racing movie or something like that, so you feel like doing a race. My question, though, for you, when you're in when you've had a really weird, bad day or whatever, what's your go-to games? Like, just get you out of your bad day, out of your mood or whatever. What do you like to play? What genre or game in particular? Anything? Noah?
You know the answer is coming, but I,
Dead or Alive?
Yep. I can't have one that, like, I can, Paragon or those, like, a bad game will make my... bad day even worse. You know what I mean? If you get a team that you just get rolled on or whatever. So, yeah, I pop in some volleyball and go to Zach Island and do some tanning and some swimming and some volleyball. And
get a new bathing suit.
Do some hairstyles. And give,
that sounds like fun, try
to,
actually.
Yeah, try to woo my girlfriends and get them to wear the swimsuits. Zach and Island.
Yeah, it's fun. I saw that Dead or Alive 5 is a free download on the Live Store. I'm going to try it out.
I think that's just the core fighters, though. Yeah. You know, like Kasumi, Ayane, and Hayabusa. And
okay, never mind.
Ryu.
And the story is not open. You have to pay extra. And,
okay, never mind.
Okay. Well, what about you, Jose? Where do you go?
If
you had to pick a genre or a particular game.
I have to go for shooter games.
Shooter?
First person, yeah. So
wouldn't that piss you off more if you play poorly?
No, because when I'm in a mood, like in a bad mood or just in a mood that I don't want to deal with it, I'm actually better.
Okay.
So
more focused.
Angry.
Yeah. I'm angry.
I want to take it on those little kids, like just quick scoping.
Take it out on the noobs.
360, all these noobs just joining in the game. I find it I find Call of Duty like Advanced Warfare. Infinite Warfare, yeah.
Any of them, I guess.
Any of them. The bill, I guess. Except for Ghost. Infinite Warfare, I find it really entertaining when I'm in a bad mood just because I get to do what I do, just shoot. And run away,
and then whisper into the wind because you're the wandering whisperer. Yeah. And once they hear your voice, they know they're dead.
Yeah.
You can have that one too. I just keep giving you good stuff. And take that. Put that in your pocket.
I still want to go for
Senpai.
Sniper.
Notice me,
Sniper Senpai.
Senpai Sniper.
Senpai Sniper Elite 4.
Elite 4. What is this, a video game? What is this?
He needs a suffix.
Senpai Sniper Elite 4, the coming.
X-rated.
The whispering. What is that? The reaping?
Yeah.
Just making up games now? Your game's going to suck.
No, it's not. It has anime, guns, and dragons. And MySpace.
No. We're not going back to that. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. Look at Ben puts his hands up like, not me. Hey, man, it's not my fault. No. That was so awesome, that conversation. But I digress. We're not going to MySpace this one. Joel, what do you got?
Role-playing games, I think.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I dig that.
Whether they're JRPGs or Western, I like doing those. Right. They're more relaxing and...
You get to kind of live in somebody else's world for a little bit, kind of.
I'd say that.
Witch, I like The Witcher. Newest Witcher.
Action RPGs, preferably. Yeah. Or even an action action adventure game, like an Uncharted 4 kind of thing.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Yeah. If you're playing a movie, you know, something like that, where I can just truly just dive into the character or something like that's good. Any of that stuff's good for me. Resident Evil 7. I'm still playing that. I'm getting close to the end. I don't want to spoil anything for anybody. But
yeah, I've gotten much closer than I had been before. I've beaten. All right, I'm on the third boss. We'll put it that way.
Third boss. Let me see if I can ask a question without giving anything away. Are you looking for key cards yet?
Already got them.
Okay, I have.
And
one.
I've got a television that I have to sit in front of now and engage in something.
Okay. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
say anything else. Yeah.
I found the one, and I got to find the other one. So, okay. Mm-hmm. But that game's great for that kind of thing, too, because, I mean, who has time to be in a pissy mood when you're in a haunted, like, this messed up, fucked up house, mansion, whatever the hell?
See, that would probably add to my anxiety. I don't know about you guys, but I think that doesn't sound relaxing at all.
I know, right? It took my mind off my real problems.
Sure.
Whatever that might be.
Now you have other problems. Like a mass murderer to change your mind on.
Well, with a knife in your face in VR, I mean, you kind of forget about whatever you're mad about.
Well, you know what's funny? I was going to mention this, I think, last week, but then I wasn't able to make it here. Okay. Yeah, there was something that happened basically in one place in the basement.
Okay.
Where there's like a ton of.
Did I give you a heads up about that?
I think you mentioned something about it. Uh-huh. Yeah, you did. So you know that you're going to be facing molded because by the time you get there, there's evidence of them all around. But I got attacked by one that was larger and more resilient. Mm-hmm. And. I'm not going to give anything away for those who haven't played it, but a lot of people may have played it by now. He crawls out of something at you, and in VR, his hands are reaching right into my face, and I was like, oh, no, and I jumped out of the play area. So then my screen goes black.
I'm like, oh shit. And then I can hear him hitting me. Oh, no. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I get back in to the right play area, and I'm trying to run. And, well, I've already been scratched, so I'm like, okay, reload. Right. But it scared the shit out of me. I actually physically tried to jump out of its way, right. Even though it's not real.
Wait, you're braver than me, because I played maybe, I don't know, like 20 or 30 minutes in VR, and I just haven't gone back to it yet.
Oh, no, I keep playing it in VR, man. It's much better.
I don't know, man. I mean, even just last night I was playing it for a while, and Abby was downstairs in the bedroom, whatever.
She grabbed you?
No, she was just down there, and there's a couple of times where I... You know, something scared me. I'm like, oh, you know, I jump or whatever. And then she texts me upstairs, and I feel my phone vibrate in my pocket. And so I pull the, you know, pull it out and check it. And she goes, "You scream like a bitch." Yeah, my wife said that to me.
Nice.
And if you know Abby, then you know that she's hilarious.
Let That's her try. Awesome. Yeah. So you try it, Abby. Yeah. See how
and
you.
That was my response. I'm like, "Why don't you come up here and play?" She's like, "No," because she tried. You know, if you listen to the previous podcast, she tried the kitchen demo.
Yeah.
Just the demo, by the way. And she freaked out and took the headset off and everything. That was in VR, and she didn't want to play it. So,
yeah, that's got nothing on the...
She makes fun of me sometimes. But, fuck, man, that game's scary.
Yeah.
I mean, turn the lights off and stuff. I don't know. It's good. I like it a lot. If you haven't played it yet, you can get your shit together.
You scream like a bitch.
Yeah, you got to play more than 20 minutes in VR.
I think that's what she said. She said, you scream like a bitch, LOL, or something like that. I don't have the text over here. I don't know. But, yeah, she makes fun of me sometimes.
Mondo, you've definitely got to go back and play more in the VR.
I don't know if I can fucking handle it.
Play it standing up.
I just fought Marguerite not that long ago.
Yeah, I beat her.
She freaked me out.
It's easier to aim in VR.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. Wherever you look, your gun shoots.
I don't like the quarter turning. Like the,
well, no, you can make it smooth.
Okay.
You have to go into options.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Under controls.
Did you get back to that yet? Have you played any more of it or the demo or anything?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, those are all good, but I don't know, my days of playing like the horror ones, are a little bit more behind me, so yeah.
Oh, man, I think I'm going to probably bring the VR over here to Ben's probably maybe sometime this week and let
him try it out.
Him and Ariel get some feel on that and see how they feel about it.
Oh, it's so cool.
Then the tables will be turned and I can watch somebody else be scared.
Right.
Yeah. It's fun.
I do have the Oculus thing, you know.
Put my hand in the air. Ah!
My mom and nephew and everybody came over this weekend, and I had them do this thing called Affected the Mansion, which is a similar thing where you just basically walk through, but it's got a lot of 3D jump scares and things like that. And yep, I gave her a chair to hold on to, you know, so that she wouldn't lose her balance with the thing on. But we were just dying laughing watching my mom try to, you know, go through this haunted mansion, and she was screaming and and trying to like look around corners. I'm like, you can't look around corners in the VR.
You want to.
It looks like you can, but
you can in games, can't you? In this, and you can look around corners in
Resident Evil.
In Resident Evil,
this one, you basically on a rail. You know what I mean? So
yeah, wherever you put your head, you can look. You can get down on your hands and knees and look underneath furniture.
Cool. Yeah. That's intense.
Real fast, I did play Batman VR. Finished it. It's only like a 30 or 40 minute thing, but it was really good. Do I want to ruin it for you guys? Somebody, a super villain, scared the fuck out of me. That's all I'm going to say. Twice.
I feel like you told me this, but I wasn't paying attention.
I did tell you about this.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
It'd probably make me jump too, I'm sure.
I want to tell you guys something. I'm going to tell you. It was Killer Croc.
Oh, Killer Croc. Oh, okay,
now I remember.
He was like 8 feet tall, and he just jumped up out of nowhere and scared the hell. I was like, ugh! Nice. And I leaned over like he was really standing in my living room, like over me. And I'm like, ugh! I'm like, oh, shit. You know? Yeah, it was good. I don't know.
Nice.
But yeah, I got to be in a game that's going to like envelop me and take over. So I don't know. Well, that's pretty much our time, guys. It went so fast. Obviously, we appreciate you guys listening and everything. Definitely give us a follow on any of our social media at Glitch Therapy on Twitter and Instagram. I can't remember any social media stuff right now. I'm going blank all the time.
MySpace,
Facebook.
Go on MySpace and find us. Our burnt out Detroit graffitied walls on all of our spaces on there. Where can we find everybody at?
You can send me a friend request to game at on the PSN network, Scorpio Inc. SKORPIO_INK.
I am on Xbox Live. It's your senpai. And I have entered the Twitter world as well.
Welcome back.
Twitterverse.
I am at I'm Hipstermade. Also on Instagram, I'm Hipstermade as well. Cool names, guys. Well, come on.
Yeah. I like this. I like those. Those are nice. You can find me on the Xbox One and the PlayStation Network under Scorpio 1969, and it's Scorpio 1969, mm-hmm. No spaces or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can find me, Dirty Dimes, on both Xbox Live and PlayStation Network if you want to friend me or game. Otherwise, you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter as well, at Nerdy Romando, and of course, follow the show, Glitch Therapy, on both of those. Also want to give a shout-out to our patrons. Hopefully you guys are listening and you have access to Final Round here. So for as little as $1 a month, you can have access to Final Round, which is our bonus show, where you can get extra content from us, answering questions, talking about extra nerdy gaming stuff that we've been, you know, getting into and stuff. So if you like this and you want more of the same, tune into that, which, like I said, for just $1 a month. And that's at patreon.com/glitchtherapy. So give us a shout and check us out on there and support us. We appreciate your listening and your support. Otherwise, we are out of here. And thanks a lot for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next week.
Game on, people.
Game on.
And game over.